Hi, Lex.
Hey, how are you doing, James?
Doing well, thanks. How was your Easter?
Oh, it was lush back in P-Town, the best of the towns. For those of you uneducated in what P-Town is, it's Portsmouth. Is Portsmouth better than Southampton? A million times.
That was not the question. Is Portsmouth technically an island?
Yes. There was some debate as to this, I remember, in Year 9 Geography. I had to write about whether it was an island or a peninsula.
Oh, I wish I could read that.
I've probably got it somewhere. I've literally kept everything since primary school.
Wow.
I know. I just, for some reason, had panic that I would need it again. But I think maybe my Year 9 Geography books are no longer required. But yeah, it's an island.
It's connected by a road. You experienced island life
last week. I did. I went back to the island and I loved it. It was very sunny. Sunny South Sea by name and nature.
Do you think that's what the Venga Boys were singing about all those years ago?
I thought it was Ibiza.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to Ibiza.
Back
to the island.
Maybe some of them were thinking about Portsmouth too.
Yeah, maybe. Might have uncovered the biggest and best kept secret of our generation.
What, the Venga Boys?
The Venga Boys are actually from Portsmouth.
Wow.
Regulars in Fratton.
Come on.
Who doesn't want to be? Right.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely. It was lovely indeed. James, why are we here? I think that is quite an important question to be answered right now. What are we doing here? We're not just chatting about the Venga Boys, although they are great.
Yeah. And we'd all like to go to Ibiza. Maybe.
Well, been there.
Apparently it's very nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
So maybe one day. What are we doing here? We are recording a podcast for your lovely ears. we've been thinking and planning this for a while. And essentially, we've decided this is the time to record a podcast. And primarily, we want to do that to encourage people in their faith. And we have the huge privilege of having an amazing community that follow us and read our articles and engage with us and also in all sorts of different ways. And so we felt like a podcast would be a great thing to do. And so we want to encourage people in their faith to live for Jesus wholeheartedly, to inspire people, to share their faith with other people. And so we're going to be talking about those things, but we're going to be particularly talking about the fundamentals of faith. And so in this season, we're going to be looking at spiritual disciplines. Ooh. Now, sometimes that word discipline sends shivers down people's spines, but just encourage people, Lexi. Why are we doing spiritual disciplines and why are they so important?
Oh, they are. They're so important. I think it's something that we both feel personally, but also as an organisation and as we speak to friends, as we look around our churches, it's something that we see that today we kind of live in a time that's quite undisciplined, I suppose you could say. Like the old disciplines of the church are breaking down. And quite often we see these things like spiritual disciplines as being things that are quite legalistic. It's rules, it's regulations. It leads only to that kind of boring Christianity that no one wants to play a part in. And I think, well, we're wanting to speak into that and say no. Like, it's actually the opposite is true. It's not drudgery. It's not rules and regulations. These are things that we should and that we really should delight in. And they are the things that unlock our path to holiness, really. That is what they're about. So spiritual disciplines, just to explain what they are, to contextualize a little, are just practices that are found in scripture that promote spiritual growth in Christ followers, and they can kind of be broken down further, and we're going to look at a few different types as the weeks go on. So looking at sort of personal, interpersonal, so things that we do on our own. So things like, I don't know, journaling, solitude, fasting, but then also looking at sort of corporate ideas of spiritual disciplines, so worship, prayer, etc.
Right.
And so, yeah, really unpacking what they are, how we can sort of best approach them, and how we can unlock the sort of potential that lies beyond them. I think it's one of those things. Our stance is very often that like prayer is boring, meditation, like it's a bit pointless and fasting, like, what even is that? And so the purpose of this podcast is to try and shed some light on it and just show you how incredibly life-giving they are. Yes. And how transformative it is as well to our faith. And we're going to be journeying. Oh, I hate that word. We're going to be journeying through that with you.
We're going to take you on a journey. Come with us as we journey through the spiritual disciplines.
Yeah. So that's what they are. That's what we're looking at. And I think it's kind of important to explain that all of the disciplines that we're looking at are derived from the gospel. Mm. That is a really important thing for us, because a lot of people maybe talk about meditating on scripture, for example, working for some people, but for them, they prefer to like sit in the garden and spend time in nature, which is amazing and is often like a great sort of environment to do things in. But for us, we want to make sure that the things that we were talking about are biblical, and also that our focus is on them being a means, not an end. So James and I were kind of chatting about this before, this whole idea of committing to things and how like we can maybe be commitment phobes nowadays. So we want to explain to you that these spiritual disciplines are a means, not an end. It's not about gritting your teeth and pushing on. And James said something really great, actually, about how if you get to the end of it and you find that you sort of don't know Jesus anymore and it's actually putting you off these things, then maybe you need to reorientate yourself with all of them. So, yes, that is the perspective to head into it with.
Wonderful. We want to fight the flakes, don't we? Fight the flakes.
No flakes here. Am I right?
And the reality is that when you give yourself to something and you do it in the right way, it's life-giving. Mm. And so we're hoping that as we talk about the different disciplines together, that you would find Jesus and you would delight in him and you would encounter his glory and his majesty and see him for who he is. And so we want to bring our community along with us, and we're going to be doing it too. And so the idea is that each episode, we're going to be looking at a different spiritual discipline, talking about it, how we can engage with it, and then leave us with something to do, to try out together. And so we want you to engage with us as we're doing that. How have you found it? What's been your experience as you've given yourself to that particular discipline? We'd love to hear from you. And essentially, we want to inspire a generation to live wholeheartedly for him, mm-hmm. and wholeheartedly for Jesus. And to do that requires internal transformation. And for me, my testimony is a lot to do with that. It's finding life in the things that Jesus has given us, mm-hmm. to do in order that we might encounter him and live for, mm-hmm. him. So I'm excited, because it's going to be brilliant to hear from people and explore these things together. And so next episode, episode one, we're going to be looking at prayer, particularly. But the exciting thing about prayer is what would it look like if a generation really got hold of what Jesus was teaching his disciples, mm-hmm. when he taught them how to pray?
Yeah.
And he said, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What would it look like if earth looked more like heaven? And Jesus says the way to that, the window, the door into that, is through prayer. And so we're going to be talking about that next week. We'd love for you to join us.